You're listening to the Texas Standard.
The Texas legislature gaveled out of its special session this week without doing anything to lower property taxes in the state, without doing anything to fix the way we pay for public schools, which make up the biggest chunk of those property tax bills. Yes, they tried, but the Texas House and the Texas Senate could not agree. So that leaves us where exactly? What's happening with the Texas economy otherwise? Glenn Hager is the chief steward of the state's finances. He's the top tax collector, accountant, revenue estimator, and treasurer for all of state government. Comptroller Hager, thanks for joining us on the Texas Standard.
Great to be with you today.
So even though the Texas legislature failed to accomplish anything regarding property taxes or school finance in the regular session and in the special session, the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas says the economy in Texas is actually continuing to grow at a pretty solid pace, even though the energy sector is slowing. What are you seeing from your perspective?
Yeah, no, if you look at the Texas economy overall, when I gave my revenue estimate, which I have to tell the legislature at the beginning of the regular session, the day before session, how much money we estimate will come in the Treasury starting in September and go of this year and going for the next 2 years as they put together that two-year budget, we had looked at having probably about 3% growth here in the state of Texas this year, 3.1% next year for the fiscal years. And you say, well, what does that really mean? Well, if you look at Texas over the last 20 years, we've averaged 3.8% growth. So one, it means that we'd have slightly lower growth than we've had before. However, at the significant downturn of oil and gas and manufacturing, when we lost significant jobs in those industries and areas that were concentrated, significantly contracted, the Texas economy only grew 0.3 or 0.4%. So just barely above flat. Now, certain regions, say the Austin area, the Metroplex, San Antonio, El Paso, those areas continue to grow, yet it was dragged down as an overall across the state from the manufacturing and the oil and gas industry. And so the point being is we're back above the low where we were at. We're not quite back to our average. And in fact, in the first quarter of this year, we just got new economic data about two weeks ago, and it showed that Texas grew by 3.9% in the first quarter, which is far outpaced all the other 49 states in the nation.
Right. Well, I want to ask you about something you brought up, which is oil. This today, trading around 46, 47 bucks. The economy is so dependent on that. But at the same time, low gas prices serve as almost like a mini raise for people who are dependent upon cars and trucks.
That's right.
What is better for most Texans? Cheap gas or high oil?
That's a great. It's really right in between the two, obviously. And so if you have $100 oil, that's not good for us as consumers going to the pump, utility bills. However, if you have in the 30s, which we had a year ago, that's not good either. And so somewhere between really, if you're in the high 40s on up to $65 range, those are good ranges. If we could have between $50 and $65, a lot of the Permian Basin works. It takes more like $55 or up to $60 for the Eagle Ford Shell to be more efficient and people able to extract oil. So somewhere in between those numbers is a good balance for those of us as consumers, but also the health of the economy in those industry sectors.
So many jobs in Texas are dependent upon exports. We export $232 billion worth of goods a year. Mexico is our biggest trading partner. And now the Trump administration this week began renegotiating NAFTA by lecturing Canada and Mexico. So how concerned are you, Comptroller Hager, that Texas could wind up worse off when all this is said and done?
I think it's healthy to reevaluate trade agreements to see if you can find greater efficiencies for both partners to make them a fair deal. Are there things that, you know, really didn't work when this was agreed to 20 years ago? However, the biggest loser in tearing up NAFTA and throwing it in the trash would really be Texas, because we are an export state. So at the end of the day, I think, you know, it's very healthy to relook at the agreements. We need to do that. You should always reevaluate those after several years, because times, technology changes, performances and industry change. However, throwing it out the door really wouldn't be good for Texas and wouldn't be good for the nation overall either.
Glenn Hager is the comptroller for the state of Texas. Comptroller, thanks for your time, sir.
Great to be with you today. Thank you.